the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
100.7 WHUD, good Tuesday morning to you. Mike and Casey, the time, 8:46.
Howie Mandel's fifth annual All-Star Comedy Gala is on tomorrow night on the CW, and he joins us from California. Howie, how you doing?
I don't know. I'm not an expert. I seem to be okay.
At 5:30 in the morning on the West Coast, you're this funny?
I don't know if I'm funny. I'm just honest.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay, good to talk to you again.
It's great to be talked to.
And say hello to Casey.
Okay, Casey, hi.
Hi, Howie.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
You've got this fifth annual All-Star Comedy Gala coming up on Wednesday night. Tell us about this.
Well, the Montreal Comedy Festival is the mecca of everything comedy. Anybody you know, anybody you've ever seen in stand-up had something, or comedy has something to do with the Montreal Comedy Festival. They were either discovered there, they performed there, they're on the gala, and for 5 years, the CW have been nice enough to ask me to host. So I get to do stand-up, which is my first and foremost love, and I, you know, whether regardless of whether you know me from AGT or Deal or No Deal or St. Elsewhere, my favorite thing to do is stand-up. So I get to do stand-up, and I get to bring on friends of mine and new faces that will explode in the future on the comedy scene. But you've got Alonzo Bowden and Fortune Feimster and many others. But anybody you've ever seen has come out of there, from Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Tim Allen, they've come off of this. So it's a great escape for anybody who just wants to get away from their life and news and everything and just hop on the CW and giggle for a little bit.
Now, what about you? Did you ever go through the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal?
Yes, you know, of course I did. It's 35 years old, and it's been around. It's probably one of the biggest festivals. You know, if you think of Coachella, they have like 600,000 people in 2 weekends. In Montreal, we run 2 million people through the last couple of weeks of July. From all over the world. So, and they closed down the streets of Montreal, and there's about, you know, 100 different stages, and everybody from anybody that you want to see is there. So if you don't catch this on the CW, go at the end of July to Montreal and catch it, you know. So yeah, I was there when it started, and I've been there many, many times, and the CW is asked me 5 times to host this gala. So this is the 5th one.
Great. You know, I saw a movie or a documentary once about people trying to get into this and how they wait their whole lives, and it's heartbreaking if you don't get in.
Well, there was a movie a couple of years ago, The Big Sick. Remember that?
It
was nominated for an Academy Award.
Right.
The whole thrust of it was, you know, he was trying to get to the Montreal Comedy Festival. Within the world of comedy, it means a lot to comedians. It's the place to see and the place to be seen.
We're talking with Howie Mandel. What is it about you Canadians that makes you so funny?
I think because it's colder up there, it keeps us fresh. I have no idea why Canadians are funny, but there's a lot of funny people that aren't Canadian also. But Canada seems to be the spawning ground for, you know, great minds in comedy. And not necessarily just stand-up, but directors and writers and, you know, creators. Lorne Michaels of Saturday Night Live is from Canada.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of you, and we're keeping track of you, by the way, here in the States. Now, was the finale of America's Got Talent, the international championship thing, was that live last night, or did you pre-tape that?
No, I pre-taped that.
AGT
is live when it comes to finales, America's Got Talent, but the champions was pre-taped. But that doesn't mean I can't still bask in the brightness of my golden buzzer winning for the whole world. That was The Unbeatable. That was on last night.
And is this your first golden buzzer to win?
No. Grace Vanderwaal was a golden buzzer of mine, and she seems to be doing really well. I'm trying to remember what other golden buzzers of mine have won, but I'm usually pretty good at picking them, but so are my cohorts, my fellow judges. They pick them well also.
Yeah, and that young lady that you just mentioned, she's a local resident. She and her family are right in the WHUD listening area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Grace VanderWaal. I was at her victory parade after she won America's Got Talent in Suffern, New York, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, she's a true talent. I think she's got a movie opening this week, too, called Stargirl on Disney.
Wow.
So she's doing really well. And her music is phenomenal. And she's going to be watching the CW.
Of course she is. Now, who's the big standout for you out of all the comedians that you mentioned that are going to be in this special? Who's your favorite?
Oh, well, they're like my children. I can't. So I'll have to say me. I just enjoyed myself. And I thought I was tremendous. And I'm a huge fan of mine. And I go to just about every show I do. I never miss anything I do. I love me. And if you love me, you'll tune in to the CW to watch Howie Mandel's fifth annual All-Star Comedy Gala.
Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Yes, on the CW.
We do love you, Howie.
And thank you.
Howie will be doing stand-up and giving himself a standing ovation.
Yes, I do. I come out with a standing ovation the moment I'm there, even before I hear myself. That's how good I know I'm going to be.
Howie, always a pleasure. You're our most frequent guest, and we love it. So good luck, and we'll be watching on the CW tomorrow night.
If you can't be the favorite, be the frequent. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. If you can't be the favorite, be the frequent.
I got to remember that one, yeah. Look for Howie Mandel tomorrow night on the CW.